Good morning again. A priest was called out for an emergency sick call at the middle of the night. And he responded to the call immediately. And after attending the sick on his way, on his return, he was stopped by a robber, a thief. Pointing a gun at him, the thief said, "Your wallet, your money or your life?" Of course, the priest was so frightened. So he was searching for his wallet, and then upon closer look, the thief noticed the priest's Roman collar. And immediately the thief said, "Oh, you are a priest. Keep your wallet. I don't want your money." Relieved, the priest lit a cigarette and then asked the thief, "Would you like to have a cigarette?" And the thief proudly replied, "Oh no, thanks, Father. I have given up smoking for Lent." Well, if you noticed, this thief is so much similar to the scribes and Pharisees of Jesus' time. Very meticulous in following the traditions, observing the rituals, like giving up smoking in Lent and fasting, those kind of things. But at the same time, disregarding the commandments of God. This is the teaching of the scriptures today. Very meticulous in following the traditions, but what about the commandments of God? In today's gospel, we hear the scribes and Pharisees trying to attack Jesus and his disciples, complaining. "See, look, your disciples, they are not going through the ritual cleansing of the hands before they eat." Well, it's not about hygiene. Of course, you are supposed to wash your hands for hygiene's sake. But it was not at all about hygiene. It was about a ritual, a tradition that they were having. A ritual washing of the hands, washing of the cup, and those kind of things. So when they observed the disciples were not following that, they criticized Jesus' disciples for doing so. Jesus saw their hypocrisy, and so he addressed them so harshly and told them, by quoting the prophet Isaiah, "These people serve me with their lips, but their hearts are far from it." Yes, they were having this double standard. And Jesus says, "You disregard the commandments and hold fast to the traditions." What is more important is the commandment of God. Moses tells in today's first reading to the people of Israel, "Follow the commandment. Do not add anything to it, nor subtract anything from it." Follow the commandments. The commandments of God as given by God through Moses to the people of Israel, they were sufficient and complete in itself. There was no need for them to add anything. But unfortunately, over the centuries, if you read the Old Testament, you will see the scribes and Pharisees were adding to it. All these traditions and customs and rituals came because of that. They kept on adding and adding to it. It is said by the biblical scholars there are 517 additions to the law, as you find in the Old Testament. But if you look at the commandments, they are complete in themselves. Do not add or subtract anything from it. If you follow the commandments as given by God, you will inherit the promised land. That was the promise of Moses to the people of Israel. But over the centuries, they kept on adding these traditions and customs so much so they forgot to follow the commandments. They were more concerned about observing the traditions. That is what Jesus was attacking them. Follow the commandments. Jesus came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. What was there to fulfill in the law, the way they were practicing? There was something lacking. There was no love in all what they were doing. And what is the underlying principle of all the commandments? It is the principle of love. That's why Jesus summarized the Ten Commandments into two. Love of God and love of neighbor. If you go through all the Ten Commandments, you will see it, the underlying principle is love. If you love God, if you love your neighbor, you will automatically follow all the Ten Commandments. You cannot otherwise do so without love. Love. Yes, this was lacking. That's why Jesus told them, focus on the essentials and do not be distracted and deceive yourself by doing the external things or observing just merely the traditions. God looks at our heart, not just our mere observances alone, the intentions. So Jesus says, it is not what goes within you that will defile you or make you unclean. Instead, what comes out from within you, that would make you unclean. And he goes on to say, he narrates a number of things that comes out from within us, that would make us unclean. Unchastity, yes. Adultery, fornication, murder, jealousy, envy, greed, just to name a few. All these things come from within oneself and they make us unclean. God looks at our heart. And St. James in today's second reading gives us a beautiful advice. I like this letter of St. James. He's great writing. He says, all good things come from God. Everything is a gift from God. Be doers of the word and not merely hearers only. Yes, our being here this Sunday and every day we come to the church, that is, we are fulfilling the first part of these precepts of Jesus Christ. Hearers of the word. We are here to hear the word of God. But when we go out, we are tasked to do the second part, that is, be doers of the word. Now, the first part is easy, right? Coming here and listening to the word. The second part is more challenging. Be doers of the word. We are striving to become doers of the word as stewards of Christ of St. John Newman Parish Community, right? We are called to action and we respond to that. You know, we have more than 60 different ministries which are active in our parish community. Isn't that amazing? Yesterday we had the ministry leaders training session yesterday. We were preparing them for the great ministry share fair that is coming up soon on September 20, Sunday. So watch out for that. You'll get more information later on. It's going to be great again. Exciting as one parish community. How we are people of action. Not just merely hearers of the word, but we are putting into action what we hear. The word of God. That's what every one of us is called to be. As Christians. As Catholic Christians. Let us be men and women of action. Some of the latest ministries that were added, like the men of faith, the prison ministry, the family promise, and many other ministries. There are so many opportunities available for us to be more than hearers of the word of God, to spend a little more time and sacrifice to share the gifts from God, our time, our talents, our treasure. As St. James says, all these are gifts from God. Let us make that addition a little more sacrifice weekly by being part of one of the ministries and making ourselves really authentic Christians by living the word of God, by making the commandments of God translated into actions through our love and service. Amen.